live and local, here for you. Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron. Reporting Dakota Sports on KOKK, I'm Jeff Duffy. Two local rodeo athletes have come together to host an event to highlight up-and-coming cowgirls and cowboys from the area and region. The inaugural Mason Moody and Jazz McGurr Invitational is tomorrow night at the newly opened decks on the state fairgrounds. Jazz McGurr is a 2022 Huron High School graduate and a member of the South Dakota State Rodeo Team. She says this event came together quickly.
Well, it started when Mason and his dad decided they wanted to put something on in the new decks. And then they texted us because they didn't really know how to get it going. They just knew they wanted to do something. So me and my dad, we took it and got the decks, got it started. And then it's really blown up since then, actually. Like, we got the Cowboy Channel and a whole bunch of talent for it. So it's going to be cool.
Mason Moody is from Letcher and is a 2022 graduate of Sanborn Central High School. He finished his high school career at number 8 at the National High School Finals Rodeo and is now traveling the country as a professional cowboy. He says the new decks is the perfect facility to host this event.
Yeah, it definitely helps when you have a facility like that in the area. You know, before, you know, you'd about have to go to Soup Balls or do something in the Corn Palace, maybe. But when you have that, then you're sitting pretty much in your back door. It's way easier to put on an event like this, and definitely makes a lot less stress for us heading into the event.
The inaugural Invitational begins at 5:30 tomorrow night with a social and meet and greet with the contestants, followed by the draw for their team and stock. Each team will consist of one bull rider and one breakaway roper, giving attendees the chance to get in on the action as they're auctioned off in the Calcutta. After the teams are set, the team competition will begin at 7 o'clock with $5,000 in added money. Tickets will be $15 at the door tomorrow night. Look at the schedule for today. Huron All-Star Hockey gets their seasons going in full gear, both varsity teams in action on the road. Huron boys are at Mitchell tonight. The Huron girls will travel to Aberdeen. Couple of announcements to pass along. Huron Tiger Boys Basketball is again hosting an alumni game. That'll be a week from tomorrow, Saturday, December 2nd at the middle school gym. The day will tip off with a Tiger scrimmage at 3 o'clock. Then the alumni game begins at 4 o'clock. All former Huron Tiger basketball players are welcome to play in the alumni game. Contact head coach Tim Budnagin if you plan to participate. Include your T-shirt size as well. Coming up a week from Monday, that's December 4th, Huron Youth Wrestling will have pre-registration for their upcoming season. That will run 6 till 7 o'clock at Tiger Activity Center. Cost is $40 plus deposit for the singlet. A flyer will be sent home with kids next week about the sign-up process. That's a look at the sports. I'm Jeff Duffy reporting. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Michigan back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we wrap up a year on Tiger volleyball season with Coach Diane Ulmer. The Tigers fell short of the state tournament this season, losing in the SODAC 16, and a wrap up the season, I believe, at 14-14. And Coach, we're going to look back on the season. I guess first things first, you and I had several discussions about this. If you'd have known on August 15th you're going to wind up 14-14, you would have taken it.
Yeah, and you can only base the preseason on team camps, right? You don't know what you're getting yourself into. You don't know how good the girls will progress, and they put in the work every day, and they got out to be a 500 team.
Well, and the thing is, there was a lot of improvement this year because, really, you had one known quantity for sure. That was Hampton Hines, her third year as being the setter. Then other than that, Deja Klagett got a little bit of varsity time last year, and everybody else was pretty much new to the varsity floor.
Right, and with that, you look at everybody else's roster. They have returners. They have height. They have everything. So we don't know what we're putting ourselves into until we get on the court and play against teams and the better competition and just see where you're at, and I think they handled that very well this year.
You know, and when you look back at it, I just think the first month of the season, basically September, you start off 6-0, including 4-0 in the Invitational. Then, if memory serves me right, we had a stretch where we went 2-10. We went from 6-0 to 2-10 with about a 6 or 7 game losing streak in there. But give the girls credit; they could have hung it up right there at the end of September. But the month of October actually played very well.
Yeah, I think the stretch from when we played from September to October, that whole month we're playing every other day, I think they got better during that because they had to play better competition. Did they get tired? Yes. Did we have any days off? No, because we had to put in the work and we had to keep scouting. So I think with the little injuries that we had, we kept our full roster, and I think that they did well with the competition and just keep going after everything was a struggle.
When you look at some of the girls, you know, we'll talk about Hampton Hines coming up, all-conference selection. But, you know, Deja Klagett, it seems like we have one girl like her every year where she just kind of waited her turn. She had her moments, spot playing last year as a junior, but she was depended on to basically never leave the floor, be one of the main weapons when she was in the front row, and I thought she really stepped up to the challenge.
Yeah, and I think just getting her ready from last year to this year and putting in the work in the summer, just knowing that she had to be that person that we needed on the court, she took it and she dealt with it. And then sometimes, yes, pressure got to her, but I think she handled it better as the season went on.
And then, as I mentioned, Hampton Hines, all-conference. You're really asking her to do a lot this year because she easily had the most varsity experience. She goes down in Tiger volleyball history for both digs and assists. So, you know, she made her mark on the program.
Yeah, and I think with her, we asked her to do a lot. I think the main thing was, can you be the bigger leader? We need someone on that court that has the experience to be that leader, to get the team to be calm, not as tight, and I think she did that very well.
And Mackenzie Simsma, another senior that I really felt came into her own as well, really a lot like Deja Klagett, just waited her turn, and boy, she took advantage of it, especially something that sometimes we struggle to do, blocking.
Yeah, blocking is hard when people jump over you, right? So all we do is ask to get a touch. So we worked on that every day with her, and as she got touches, the confidence came, and then it started to progress and get more blocks in the season.
You know, and this is the senior class as a whole. You had 8 seniors on the roster, so that means a lot of girls rode it through all the way through, and not everybody does that.
Yeah, and kudos to them, right? They know their role. They know what we expect out of them. If you don't play, your job is to keep the bench energetic and cheering and just picking up the pieces on the court to make sure that they're still their energy, because as set two goes, everything falls apart and the energy just needs to be there, and I think they felt that their role was that.
And not only that, practice too, because you have scout team, you have everything else, because like you mentioned, especially the month of September, you really weren't practicing. You were scouting and getting ready for the next opponent, because usually it was match day off, match 2 days off, and then back to practice again. So, you know, scout team is so underrated, but it's so important.
Right, and we tell the girls that the scout team is pretty much more important than who is on the other side of the court. You have to mimic everything that the other team is doing. You have to know who you are, where the defense is at, so that we can have success in the match too. And they put that role on themselves, and that's a bigger role, I feel like, than any role that you could have.
Now, did you do any of those things like a couple of the other previous coaches have done? Because, you know, we're going to be out-heighted about every match we played. And were we standing on anything? Did we have brooms or anything like that preparing for some of the smaller or taller teams?
Yeah, when we're on boxes and doing live hitting, we put up the shovels and the noodles so you can see the block. We put Sammy up a lot for hitting because she can jump over us and hit hard. So that kind of helped on the other side. But really, it's just seeing where the openings are and how can you tool. And we kind of broke it down a lot this year and did pretty much the same thing every single day, but we need to do that in order to be successful.
And Sammy Zell, you just mentioned her, so we're going to talk about the coaching staff, a young coaching staff. You're actually the old one on the staff this year, but you, along with you, two others here on high school graduates, played for the Tigers, played in state tournaments. Then also a Brittany just right over at Woolsey Wessington. She played college volleyball as well. So a young staff, but yet each of them contributed something every night.
Yeah, and we had Lizzie at practice. We had Sammy at practice. We had Brittany at practice sometimes, and it's easier to break down everything. One person with the passing, one person with the hitters, one with the blocking, one with the setters. It's easier that way so we can see everything. I feel like if it's just two in the gym, it's a lot to handle. And there's so many kids in the gym as well that need help and need encouragement and all that stuff. So I think having those guys in the gym helped out a lot.
You know, as I think back of that, too, you know, everybody did something different. I think, you know, for you, you pretty much played every position except libero. Lizzie was a libero on a third place or a fourth place team at state for us. Brittany, an attacker. Sammy was a middle and a hitter on a third place team and then played at Dakota State as well. So, you know, there was different talents there, which obviously you can utilize.
Yeah, we bring different aspects. From college experience, most of us have played college. I think we learn and we live it and we know different things. So we try to put that together and just cooperate off of that to bring success.
Now, as we look ahead, you know, you say goodbye to the seniors. You know it's going to happen, so, you know, it's still sad when that happens. You look forward. Now we will come back with a team with some experience next year. We do lose, obviously, some spots there, but Hilton Hines, presumably, will come back as a libero, but if she's athletic enough, she might be in a different spot. I suppose the main thing is between now and next August, I would assume the setter position for starters is up for grabs.
Yeah, and that's just, hopefully everyone gets out for club and just seeing where we can place them and get them comfortable in the position that they're ready for the season, and that's what club is for.
You know, and that's the thing, too. You know, we have a little more height maybe coming back than what we have had in previous years, but can those girls make the next step? Alexis Ziegeldorf, Aurora Dreyer, or two that come to mind immediately, you know, they got their taste of RC this year, but can they be that player for us next year, the go-to that we know when we need a point, we got to go to them?
Right, and that just all comes down to who's more comfortable with what they are doing and what errors can they fix during the off season that they were making during the season that killed us the most. And I feel like if they put in the work that they can be that person.
Well, lastly, we're going to talk a little bit about Tyanne Ulmer. This is your first time as a head coach. You've been coaching pretty much probably since before you even got out of high school when you bring in J.O. and such. But I'm sure watching your mother and then Josh the last 2 years, you kind of see what it is. But until you have that top spot, I understand you have to deal with me, and that's probably take something. But I mean, but that aside, you got to plan the bus trips and all that too. You know, there's a lot more into it than just being there on the sideline.
Yeah, and I don't think that everybody gets that. There's a lot having a little kid at home, having to scout up until 1 o'clock in the morning, trying to get her up at 5, and then all that stuff that puts a toll on your body. But you appreciate it at the end and what the girls can do and how they respect you. So, I mean, I didn't mind it. It's a lot on your family, but at the end of the day, it helps the girls, and you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you do have to give a little kudo to Cody on that, and I know Grandpa and Grandma were there to help a lot, too.
Yeah, so big thank you to them. Cody had to handle me being stressed out and crabby most of the time, but also, thanks to my parents. They took care of Renan a lot, picked her up from daycare when we couldn't, and then took her to the games. If I needed help and advice, they'd be there for me and held back some tears for me and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And this time next year, going to be two of them.
Yeah, two of them. Two coming in April.
Diane Ulmer, head coach here on Tiger Volleyball. The Tiger girls finished at 14-14 on the season and came up one match short of getting back to the state AA tournament. We'll take a break. We come back. There is a big rodeo going on today at the decks on the state fairgrounds. Mason Moody and Jazz McGurr coming up to talk about putting this event together. That's next on Dakota Sports, KOKK. Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We are back on Dakota Sports Saturday. There's a special event in Huron coming up today. It's called the Invitational. We'll be rodeoing at the decks on the state fairgrounds. It's an event kind of put on by a pair of young rodeoers from the area, Mason Moody from Letcher and Jazz McGurr from Huron. And we're on the line right now with Mason Moody. And, well, we're getting set for that tonight. And I suppose, start at the beginning here. Where did this idea come from?
Yeah, it comes from, you know, me and the support I have and Jazz and the support she has. You know, we both want to give back to the community that's done so much for us. And, you know, I think me and my dad kind of wanted to put a bull riding on and whatever. We kind of talked with the McGurr family, and then it kind of took off from there, I guess, in a way. And you know, the McGurr family's been very good, and hopefully we're very good to them, and hopefully we can, you know, my main goal is to give back to the people that have done so much for me, so hopefully that's what goes on tonight.
Well, just talk about the timeline for this, when you got it started, because before we started doing the interview, you and I were going through, and there's so many things you gotta figure out. The stock, get people to come in to compete, get people out to watch as well. There's a lot of things that are going into this show tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. I mean, it'd be like putting on a baseball league for your kid or something. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it before tonight. Definitely, you know, you gotta get your bulls, get your calves, you know, try to get everything lined out, you know, talk to sponsors and stuff like that, and just get details figured out and hope it works tonight. You know, it's you never know what's gonna happen, but you just hope it goes as well as it can.
Well, let's talk about yourself first off. You're a 2022 graduate of Sanborn Central High School, and pretty much as soon as you turned 18 or as soon as you graduated, you kind of decided, I'm going to jump into this pro circuit rodeo.
Yeah, before I turned 18, I was rodeoing really hard. My superintendent and history teacher were pretty good to me. I skipped a lot of school my senior year because I was rodeoing, going to PBR events, and it definitely was not easy for them, and it wasn't easy for me. But I knew this is what I wanted to do, and in the end, we got through it, and here we are today.
And as far as that goes, I assume then this is taking you all around the country.
Yeah, I think I've been to like 45 of the 50 states so far. I've been to Alaska, Hawaii, or two of those. So I've definitely get to see the world and travel a lot. I spent two whole months on the road this year, living out of the camper in the back of the pickup. And, some days it's a dream and some days it's a nightmare, I tell people. You know, so Some days it goes well, some days it goes bad, but that's life in general. So,
but as young as you are, you got a very good support staff, it sounds like, at home.
Yes, I can't thank my family and friends and sisters enough. I mean, they're the ones that got me to where I'm at today. I could be just another person going to college right now, and sometimes I wonder if that ain't a better life. But my family has, you know, pushed me as far as I wanted to be pushed at times, and, you know, I've been through struggles and wanted to come home, and, you know, they're like, no, you got this, you've done it before, keep going, and, you know, it gets hard, but your family and your support at home is what keeps you going and keeps you wanting to win.
Well, let's talk about tonight's event. The guys are riding the bulls, obviously. The women are the breakaway ropers here. And the lineup, you got a very good lineup here. And I don't know if we call it local, but I think we kind of decided the term regional. It's a lot of the top regional cowboys, cowgirls from this area.
Yeah, we got I didn't keep track of the breakaways, but the bull riders are going to be really good. We got a lot of good guys coming from kind of some local guys that ride really well, like Dave Meyer, and he ride a Roland, and then we got some guys like Jeff Burtis, who's kind of the veteran on the pro rodeo circuit that I traveled with a lot this summer. He's won the Badlands out too many times that I can count, I think, and, you know, we got some really good talent, some really good young talent coming up. We got Tanner Christensen out of Woonsocket coming. You know, he's learning and getting better, and, you know, that's what this sport's all about.
Again, we're talking with Mason Moody as we get set for the Invitational coming up tonight at the Dex. We kind of touched on it earlier about, you know, all the different things that goes into putting on this type of event. As I mentioned, the stock, that's also pretty much local or maybe a little regional. I know just your own ranch is involved in that.
Yeah, so I've accumulated way too many practice bulls for me and the other kids to get on. So we have about 10 bulls, 10, 12 bulls standing here that will be there tonight. And then, you know, I got a guy from Canton, Dylan Swanson, bringing a trailer load of bulls. Trevor Easton from Washington Springs, he's got a couple bulls being there. Corey Anderson, you know, some local guys, but, you know, we got bulls coming from Canton too. So it's not just right close to home, but, you know, that's what they do for a living, and so you got to support them because they supported me when I was getting started. So, you know, hopefully it all works out and be good tonight.
And then also at the Dex, just officially opened earlier this year on the state fairgrounds, and I kind of asked you if the Dex had a part of this equation. You said not really, but it certainly is good to have that type of facility in the area to do this sort of thing.
Yeah, it definitely helps when you have a facility like that in the area. You know, before, you know, you'd about have to go to Soup Balls or do something in the Corn Palace maybe, but when you have that, then you're sitting pretty much in your back door. It's way easier to put on an event like this, and definitely makes a lot less stress for us heading into the event.
And finally, I don't know if you got this in front of you or not, but just kind of run down what is the schedule. Looks like things kind of get going at 5:30 tonight at the Dex.
Do kind of like a meet and greet with all the competitors at about 5:30. Hopefully all of them will be there by then. Sometimes they're late, it seems like. But 5:30, we're going to start with that. Calcutta, after that, is over at 6:30, I believe, and then 7 o'clock, we're going to start with the actual rodeo, and, you know, it'll be a good night. I hope to see you there.
And I guess one last thing I'll just add, and we didn't really discuss this, so is this something that kind of see how it goes tonight, and maybe hopefully it becomes an annual event?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of our plan going forward from here is that, you know, it came together really well. It kind of was rushed upon us how the way it worked out, but that's life, and, you know, I think going forward, we're definitely open to doing it again if it works out good for us. So,
Mason Moody of Letcher, as he is helping coordinate tonight's rodeo event at the Dex M&M Productions. That's Moody and McGurr. putting up the unique format, bull riding and breakaway roping. That'll be at the decks tonight. We'll get more information on the roping side next as we talk to Jazz McGurr of Huron on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday. Big rodeo event coming up tonight. Just got done, finished up talking to Mason Moody of Letcher about the Invitational being held at the decks tonight. Now, Huron High School graduate and current member of the South Dakota State Rodeo Team, Jazz McGurr, joins us here to talk about her part in getting this event underway, kind of a partnership between the McGurrs and the Moodys here, basically. And Jazz, just tell us first off where this idea came from, how it was presented, and where have you went from here?
Well, it started when Mason and his dad decided they wanted to put something on in the new decks. And then they texted us because they didn't really know how to get it going. They just knew they wanted to do something. So me and my dad, we took it and got the decks, got it started. And then it's really blown up since then, actually. Like, we got the Cowboy Channel and a whole bunch of talent for it. So it's going to be cool.
Well, let's talk about your background first. Now, you're one, you know, like Mason, I'd really never talked to before, but I've known you since you were very young, basically. So, Ben, I guess I've always known you being volleyball, basketball, and rodeo, not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, I didn't start rodeoing until I moved to Huron when I was around 8 or 9, and I met the Hutt family, and they started getting me into riding horses and slowly got me into the rodeo side of it.
And then you went on after graduating just a year and a half ago, going to SDSU and a part of their club team and well, and just kind of following those Hup steps a little bit here.
Yeah, all three of the Hup siblings rodeoed at SDSU, so I knew from when I was little that it was kind of my goal to get there.
And tell us about the club scene there with SDSU. Are there any changes for you considering what you did as a high school rodeoer?
Yeah, it is a lot different. In high school rodeo, you're really independent. Like, you, all your points are yourself, all the money you win goes to yourself. But at a club, at SDSU, I'm technically on a team, so I'm fighting for a spot to get points for my team, to win the team awards and everything. So,
and that college season basically is in two parts. You have kind of a shorter fall season that wrapped up early October, and then your main season really comes up spring into early summer.
Yeah, in the spring we start around April, and that's when you start getting back into swings. I mean, especially up here, in the winter, it's kind of hard to get going and keep riding. And then you get to the spring, and it's like you got to get going again. And yeah.
Well, let's talk about our event tonight. Again, we're just calling it the Invitational. I think I saw one release that had the Mason Moody Jazz McGurr Invitational. But in any case, I guess one of the main goals here, it looks like to me, you're trying to showcase some of the more local or maybe regional rodeo talent for both men and women.
Yeah, we both got talent from local, like me and Tatum Carey and Tate Meyer, up to NFR qualifiers and have traveled the country. And a big reason why we got into it is me and Nathan both grew up in this community, and this community has done so much for the rodeo scene in the last few years. We just kind of wanted to get back and show people what they're paying for, basically, like why they're donating their money to us is because we're getting better, and especially with the decks, like none of us could go on without the decks.
Yeah, we'll kind of stay on that theme. The decks, really, I would imagine that was one of the major attractions for you guys just putting this idea together in the first place.
Yeah, the decks has been huge. I mean, the first event I ever went to it, and it was the SDRA Rodeo Finals here in October. And when I first walked in, I was like amazed on how big it was and just how clean it was. And there's no other spot like that in South Dakota to put an event on.
Because really, you can really say it, well, it's have a lot of uses. It's kind of built for rodeo.
Yeah, it is. It's got that dirt floor, and like the ceilings are high. I don't know. It's just, I can't believe it's here.
You know, talking with Jazz McGurr, getting set for the Invitational tonight, first ever rodeo event of this kind at the Dex here in Huron. And Mason Moody, he talked a little bit about the bull riding. We'll have you talk about some of those coming in for the breakaway event for the women. You're all tied up with the teams there, obviously, with the bull riders. But as far as the women go, I looked at the list of bull riders. I looked at the list of the breakaway ropers. I saw a lot more names, really, that I recognized with the ropers.
Yeah, the breakaway ropers are, a lot of them are more local than I'd say the bull riders, but that's because breakaway over the last few years has really blown up and gotten bigger compared to bull riding, which has always been people's favorite event to watch. Like, people just come for the bull riding, but breakaway has become so big, like went from 30 competitors earlier to over hundreds, and like, so it's pretty easy to find breakaway ropers in the area because everybody wants to do it.
And then one name that popped out to me, obviously, is J.C. Hupp. We talked about the Hupps earlier. She's now the women's rodeo coach out in Wyoming. But coming back, I assume she was coming back for the holiday anyway. But bottom line, I'm sure she wasn't, if at all possible, she was not going to miss an event like this.
Yeah, when I was finding people to invite to this Invitational, I knew J.C. was one that I really wanted to be here, but I know her big move out to Laramie is kind of push her back because it's a 9-hour drive. But JC's been someone I've always looked up to through even basketball, volleyball, rodeo. And I knew if I was going to start this event and if it was going to be big, I wanted JC to be here.
Well, let's talk about some of the other things. This is not just bring the horses, bring the stock, and put everybody out there. There's a lot that goes into this. There's money. You guys had to go out and get sponsors. The proper term that I just found out before we started the interview, added money for the athletes as well. Talk a little about that and what goes into that.
So when we first started, we knew we'd have some people that wanted to sponsor, and Mason having the name that he's created over the last few years, we both just went out and called people. And of course, when me and Mason go out, rather than sending our parents out to go do it, people are more willing to sponsor because me and Mason come out or call them or stop in. And it's been a stressful process, but at the same time, the community's pretty giving and willing, so.
And the way Mason talked here, this really came, for the event it is, this came together fairly quickly.
Yeah, we originally wanted to do it, I'd say New Year's time, like, so we had time to prepare it, but we can't have any rodeo events in the decks 90 days before the pro rodeo in there. And so we're like, well, this is the only time we can do it, and we had to get it all together, and I think we started planning 2 weeks ago for it, and it's blown up. It's become huge.
Okay, you got my attention there. I knew this came together fairly quickly. I don't know. This has only been 2 weeks since you guys have been working on this?
Yeah, I think Perry and Mason brought it to us early October, and like we kind of sat on the idea for a while, like, yeah, and then when we finally started looking at dates to do it, we were planning on it, and then this was the only week, so that was early November that we started planning.
Well, we'll just wrap it up with this then. This has been a, sounds like kind of a sprint to get here, but I know Mason said, and I'm sure you're going to agree, the overall goal here, I think there's a couple of them, I guess. One, give some of the local talent a competition very close to home, but and in saying that, you also want this to be an annual event each year.
Yeah, I would love to bring it back each year, especially with the decks, obviously, and it's going to be hard to top after this year. I mean, it's become a pretty big, extravagant deal this year, so I'm hoping that...
Jazz McGurr from Huron, along with Mason Moody of Letcher, they have put together the Invitational, a rodeo tonight. Festivities getting away at 5:30. Competition begins at 7. There will be bull riding for the men, breakaway roping for the women. They'll be paired as teams. $5,000 in the added money is what I understand. That's how you say it. Admission just $15. Very affordable for everybody to get out there tonight. The actual competition will get underway at 7 o'clock. So hopefully this becomes an annual event here in Huron, and it'll be at the Adex on the State Fairgrounds. Again, 5:30. With the preliminary festivities, and competition will begin at 7 o'clock tonight. The Moody's and McGurr's have put a lot of work in a short amount of time to get this thing going, so congratulations to them. These are the type of events you want to see popping up in Huron, and certainly in that brand new Dex building out on the State Fairgrounds. That'll wrap up this edition of Dakota Sports Saturday. Staying on the theme of rodeo, Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron, is next. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.